Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna be playing, or if I can run away playing.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health,
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
You just have the hottest show on the internet. It's Greg the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell, the international host.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yes, for DJ Smell So Good, Reggae Game Entertainment, meeting everybody out there to text 38909, that's Wild 94.1, and request Mr. John New, new hit single, I'm That Bitch, is rep the city people.
Man, we lean to the left and we lean to the right. Take it to the back, deck it, then we
talking for is what they talking about. When I walk up in the club, hear my name, call it out. Do the Bama two-step, like my nigga brought it out. Now can you do the spanking leg, then about to walk it out. Lean to the left and right, drop it back to impress. I'm the swag on high, just that dude for Doug and Fred. Ain't I fly, ain't I cool. Ain't Alabama motto, walk it hard because of deja vu. The E&T represent her like a dog. Hey, that be me. Your drummer boy, the leader of the flock. Get jiggy to the beat. I'm the truth. Hey, then you know, this don't make you hit the flow. This don't be the dance and kind of digger everybody knows. Keep it poppin', uh-huh. Don't you see them haters over there steady jockin'? Can't nobody stop it, we clown round here. Deja vu, a young drummer, put it down round here.
Party, 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 I just popped another face. Fall off in the car. end of the virus. Like TRP, I'm a sole survivor. How you get high, but I get higher. I don't need to read, I'm my own supplier. And I'm satisfied, so I won't need a buyer. In the club, we show love, but not for outsiders. Staff, TRP, and Rush Rider. Damn stompers, these big timers, showcase headliners. You hear our name, you get behind us. I'm a plus to a minus. We the Sleep Town finest. Come on, man.
It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want. It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want.
I'ma take a pause just to take this hit, man. I hope you brought an extra zip, man. Cause out here we don't blow no plain Jane. And two hits, dudes ahead to have to lift you with the crane. It's like a chimney, and when we're cheaping in the Bentley, your best get it gently, keeps it friendly, pass it to the left in the circle, before we done, y'all be geeking like Urkel. I keep my watch at 420, one for the money, two before the show, three to get ready by the four, hit my flow,
let's go.
Until I lay this track up like I was embroidery, and keep hitting that shit until they moy to me, and you can bet I'ma prove this thing up like a chemistry set, keep the BZ in rotation, and hold your hands high, it's a TRP invasion.
It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want. Dig it. It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want.
Yeah. See now, I'm back, I'm here, I'm that, it's clear. Come on, yo, 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 yo.
This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask, and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well.
Down his rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands on? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries in terms of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, sense to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lately let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in a fight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, cold and fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side.
Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this suit. This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIT. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see.
If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club, hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldier. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who once talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud. We just hold out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. It just needed some new logic for your hands. The Jackal, see now. Let's go!
Now, if they would've asked and I would've told, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my moves, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop.
Okay, this is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Timmy!
Alright, people.
This is
the last show, the last show of the new year. Last featured in the artist Friday. Got some special guests coming up in the building. Shout out to Miss Heavenly Angel. I got old Mr. Sucker Duckers coming back up in the building with a new song. It's Coolie on the Dawn. And they got a new song. I guess they make songs for products. Because they made the Sucker Ducker song was for the glass lady with all the little pimp cups and glasses she was making. So they got so they got a new cologne coming out called DSP Cologne. And so now they got a song for it, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to come through today and swing through and talk to us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Q. Man, Q off, say he's supposed to be sent the damn music through, man. Oh, he's supposed to bring some music. I'm going to bring it to you, dog. I'm going to bring it to you. I ain't seen it yet, but shout out to Q off of new music, you know what I'm saying?
But he said he's got some new music coming out, and he'll drop it off in your email. I'll get on it.
I'll be checking it. So what you got planned for the new year? How you opening up your new year? What you got planned? I'm
going to relax and watch the fireworks.
Uh-oh, from the Space Needle thing?
Well, I might go down there, but not go in the crowd. There's a viewpoint you can go and watch and sit in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See how y'all New Year's weather is looking up, 72 degrees in Florida.
Oh, hush your mouth.
Yeah, it's freaking cold, man. It's freaking cold.
We're freezing.
72 degrees. Oh, sorry. Y'all at 23.
Yeah,
my
really
bad.
Nice.
My bad.
I'll be right there.
Yeah, I'm there. Shout out to Seattle, Washington. Y'all sitting at 23 with a lower How y'all are with a low of 27? That don't make no sense.
We are beyond cold.
Oh, y'all already reached y'all high. My bad. My bad. Y'all high was 40. And
yeah.
Woo-hoo. Well, hey, I mean, y'all will be
that's
looking
what you
up.
Reach at night over there.
Yeah, but you know, y'all low is only going to be 27. So that means y'all get 4 more degrees. Back up.
That means you got to blast the heat and put a couple blankets on.
Yeah, like our cold snap chill, whatever you want to call it, front, whatever. It lasted for a couple of days. You know, we got down to, I think the coldest was 32, 33, something like that. We got down a little cold, a little coolie, yo. Yeah, no, no, I say free, yo.
Well, it's affected my internet. I can't get on. It keeps popping on and off. And
the cold weather?
They're having problems in the neighborhood with the internet. It's going in and out. So I'm 1 second I'm on the internet, the next second I'm not. Pops in and out.
Wow. Yeah, that affects people Wi-Fi too. Even people on Wi-Fi, because when they came through, when Verizon came through my little area, and we had Bright House at first, they came through and I don't know what they did. After they came through, it wasn't working no more. So they,
yeah, it's real fun. Using your internet along with your mind.
Yeah, man. Know everybody snowed in. Know y'all tripping. You ain't got nothing else to do. Yeah, no.
I got an aunt and uncle there, and I sent them a couple of bottles of wine for the new year. Hope they get it.
Oh. What kind of wine?
I'd have to look it up, but it wasn't cheap.
Well,
I don't drink, so. It's from Italy, I know that much, and it's been sitting resting for a while.
But, you know, I can always bottle up some of this buck, you know what I'm saying? Send that on over to him, you know.
He lives in Central Park West in New York City. They're both doctors of psychology. They have their own practice.
They weren't affected when the bed bugs supposedly came through?
No, I didn't ask them that. You never know.
Yeah, I always just wondered, you know what I'm saying? Everybody all talking about.
It don't matter where you live in New York City. You can have rats, cockroaches, bed bugs, anything, and everything.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. New York, they got a little bit of, we got roaches, they got cockroaches, you know what I'm saying? A little bit.
So what you going to do for the New Year's Eve tonight?
I ain't doing nothing like that.
Yeah.
Whatever you do is a reflection of how you're going to bring your New Year in. So if you bring it in promiscuous, then you're going to have a promiscuous New Year. You know, I ain't getting out like that. But, I mean, I had some offers. It just, I didn't take the offers up. I had one offer to do a wedding, and people talking about 7 hours for $200. And bringing the New Year with them, that was a no-go. And then my friends called me yesterday. Well, yeah, called me day before yesterday. And they talking about they need a DJ for their little event that they didn't advertise, have no flyers out. But hopefully it go off and be a good event. So I told them $250, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got a call back. And then I got an invite to go down to West Palm Beach, down to the beach area. And come one of the artists I promote, he got a show down there. But I ain't getting paid at all for that. So, yeah, I won't be, you know, I ain't starting my new year off doing nothing free, you know. So,
right.
And I'll probably just be working for myself. And, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, that's I ain't too much worrying about hanging around crazy folks. You know, that ain't never my thing on New Year's, be hanging around people that do ignorant stuff. So
yeah, me either. I don't like to hang with the crowd like that. I'll be off in my own little world having a nice relaxing time.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan.
Doing the right thing, baby. The right thing, you know?
Yeah, everybody, you know, who's asking, like, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, so I'm like, I'm about to work, you know, I'm about, you know, making that money,
busting,
man.
Busting the money, huh?
Yeah, turning this thing into a prosperous new year, and, yeah, that's the time it is. Damn, I forgot to upload old Kenny G. You know, y'all can't end the new year without playing the old Kenny G. You know what I'm saying? Kenny G. But I ain't got him.
Yeah, he lives here in Seattle on Hudson Point. Yeah, Kenny G.
Yeah.
He lives in Washington State. He lives on Hudson Point. It's one of the richest neighborhoods in Washington State. It's not too far from Bill Gates' home in Medina. Bill Gates is in Medina on the water. They're both on the water. Lake Washington.
Yeah, I figured Bill Gates stayed by himself. I'm thinking of not Bill Gates. What's the other Microsoft dude?
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, the Microsoft dude. Well, I forgot his name.
Well, shout out to Space Poet in the chat room.
Space Poet. Call up 347-237-5125. You got an end of the year poem that you like to recite. It's got to be in talking about the end of the new year or a wrap up or something with the new year. I'm currently downloading.
Read us one of your poems. We're ready.
Yeah, bring it on, Space Poet. And I'm currently downloading all the episodes, man, and it's just like. It's work, people. So next week, you know, we're going to do our official, week of reflection, you know what I'm saying? And then I should have all the shows and stuff up, ready to roll. You know, ready to roll.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready for some music.
All right. Well, with that request, we're going to get into some music because I got some new music. Right here. Shouts out to
Mellow King.
Yeah, let me make sure his music uploaded.
You got Easy got going?
What's that? Oh,
Easy.
Today is the last day, people. Today's the last day to go to Before I even do that, you can go ahead and get some free bids. The last day to get your free bids,
oh.
20 free bids. And that is brought to you in part by...
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get
that?
Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Now. And if you go to bid66.com right now, put in a special promo code SMELLY. S-M-E-L-L-Y. SMELLY. You will get 20 free bids on top of the 10 bids that you already get just for signing up. So that's 30 bids to start you out to get on there and have some fun. And, yeah.
You know, maybe win something.
Might win something, people, you know.
What's up?
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize, alongside my international co-host, Tay and I. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Martin Torres and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah. And there's some new music right here by Mellow Khan. Y'all look out for Feature Indie Artist Friday coming up next season. You know what I'm saying? We're going every Friday we're going to have a new artist. And, you know, so look out. And it's going to be pre-scheduled, too. So, you know, once I get all these artists lined up, you know, just going to start dropping them into the Friday slots. You know, this is your Friday. This is your Friday, first come, first serve. And there we go. So, that being said, Mellow Khan, new song is called Easy, right here live, deep in the y'all Friday. We got Cool Down the Don coming up, featuring Third World JN on the track, and the A&E.
Bumping with a cannabis grow, them hammers are blowing. Bandanas ain't something that we match with our clothes, we bang. It's unfortunate we scorch the terrain, but injustices we suffer still reluctant to change. Do a buck in the rain, the hydro was anything but plain. Niggas move with such vacuous aim, I'll engage in real conversation if allowed to. I live in a city where negativity surrounds you. Easier said, but control your mind. A lot of times our very struggle is our own design. We get swole with pride, neighborhoods collide. What would happen if Pac lived another dude to die? Never mind, I'm just tripping, man, my shoes untied. Either you positive or negative, so choose a side. Even I keep a pistol, cause these fools have tried to put a young focused brother on the news that five will see.
I can't let it stop me, focus on making life easy. If you don't give life a chance, you can do it.
And smell the roses, we be moving too fast to even notice the small things, shucking and jiving, a 9 to 5, and we're out there on the corner just eyeing a slice of pie, and the everyday grinding is blinding us to the science. See, all we know is math, but we don't know the half. So tell me when the last time you sat with yourself and tried to understand the reason for your place on the shelf, while you're next to the peas instead of next to the cheese, while we lose our self-respect to gain respect from the streets. When the last time you slowed that lack down to a nice beat, heard a nice song, or felt a nice breeze, felt love was the only thing you might need. You ever had a real friend that you can call that? Me and you done been through some shit, homie, that's worth more than any lifestyle you can give to me. Now count that.
I can't let it stop me, focus on making life easy. If you don't give life a chance, you can do it.
Die young, get pitched in the hood, call it Cy Young. Somebody had to tell it to you, that's why I've come. You're too smart to play dumb, young man, I said. So many brothers living fast just to die young. Get pitched in the hood, call it Cy Young. Somebody had to tell it to you, that's why I've come. You're too smart to play dumb, young man.
I can't let it stop me, focus on making life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out.
Ugh, that's some heat right there. Shouts out to Mellow Khan. Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel for hooking me up with that artist right there. Hot track. Welcome to the show, everybody. 541. You was in the building. Let me cut down the porn music real quick a little bit. There we go. All right. Officially Happy New Year, everybody. Officially Happy New Year for Record of Game Radio. Kept Smell So Good and crew. All of you. And 541, what it do?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Space Poet. And Happy New Year, man.
There you go. What's happening to you, brother? How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing well, man. I was going to do a little kind of poem rhyme for you. And that's why I called in, man.
All right, that's what's up. Is it what New Year's related?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Is it New Year's related?
It's actually not New Year's related, actually, man. So I don't know if that's
a
pre.
Go for it. Come on now. What's the name of it?
It's called 2011 Space Odyssey.
No, okay. Well, hey, it's got 2011 in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there we go. All right, man.
That works.
Here we go.
I cannot be humiliated. My thoughts are within the rocks. I roll trees on spots on top of mountain tops. I thought you couldn't be defeated. You were right. He was wrong. I caught him cheating. Bless the astral planes full of mystery. I know no dimensions while you make history, history. No present, past, or beginning, nothing to possess. 2011, space odyssey held beneath my breath. Year 2011, facial expression dead, stuck in a maze of virtual reality. Intimidated, swallowed by the dread, crimson red, he said. Man kills man, and that man is judged. With nothing to fall back on but the guilt that is his crutch. My spirit more than atoms and molecules. In grains of sand turn dust, yellow flames burn blue, solid in solitude. My attributes, attitudes, soluble in syllables. On floors of marble witness miracles. Ha ha! Magnificent, marvelous, mirage breath, a malignant tumor grew enchanted, enticed, self-absorbed in the rumor. I sailed the seven seas, prayed to gods that couldn't hear me, cemented in an Olympus, no motion in Greece. My temperament in disobey because the world never sits in peace. Embellished peaceful thesis, compassion perched on a cliff and can't be distinguished. Frozen, I've chosen the cyclic, psychedelic English. There's darkness in caves, sell it out in movie theaters. Extinct species. Jesus, forgive me, my soul to keep. I tried to lie, that fell, my actions speak. No alibi, angels never cry. My dream magenta, astral plane jetta. My main thought enters, silver engraved letters. Take my best shot, get to the top sender. Epithet exists in eternity, forever. Nova Noah burn frozen in obscurity. Also read the leader staff hidden committed perjury. Burgundy ox blood stained leather existed through the years. The tears sheltered pelted with agony. Instinct that can't be measured, collected, method eclectic, esoteric in essence. The sun brings light. It's the woven the master's checkmate. He takes king and scribe fake and nothing can be seen. One small step for man, I'm terrified. 2001 Space Odyssey, synthetic soldier dressed in fatigues. Cyclops is complex, an oddity distinguished by its secrets. Temperatures dropping Fahrenheit, makes time stop in millimeters. He picked seven and felt that he was still confident. An ignorant man, bad karma, no oxygen. I yield loud in my field of gold, embrace chariots. My plan pulled by the weight of and counterfeits lethal and highly toxic. I challenge them. These morons only care for profit. Astonished, tarnished, nourished without the tonic. Subsonic intellectual who was neurotic. The pigeon spotted to make the skies black. Exotic, creative, desolate, and cracks is symbolic. Individuals that have no eyes and will never get them back. Hijinks hijacked need for agony. A man trapped, stuck in another man's salary. But it makes them what they are, uptight, callous, casualties, a blasphemy. I cannot be humiliated, my thoughts sit within the rocks, I roll trees on spots on top of mountain tops. I thought you couldn't be defeated, you were right, he was wrong, I caught him cheating. But the astral planes full of mystery, I know no dimensions, well, you make history, history. No present, past, or beginning, nothing to possess, 2011, space odyssey held beneath my breath. Happy New Year!
Damn. Now tell me you had all that written down. You had all that written down or that's straight off the dome? Oh. All right. Well, shout out to the poet that kicked it and then built. All right. Here you go, brother.
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
No. Shouts out to that, man. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go on now.
That was deep.
Space poet in the building, you know what I'm saying? Taking you on a cataclysmic space ride. Yeah.
That was some ride, man.
That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
You should have beamed him up in here.
That's how we do it.
He just floated up in here. And floated out.
On that note, we're going to this thing moving with a little poetry. How about that? You know what I'm saying? This is,
have to keep that one and play it again.
Yeah. Let's get into, what you want to hear? Advertisement taking over America, media, and
how about that? How about that cruise? I'm ready for a cruise, you know? Get away from it all.
Well, I'll tell you what, people. We got something special coming up for the new season. New season is going to consist of a lot of little giveaways and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got some giveaways, and what she's talking about is a little cruise that we was offering. But this is way back at the beginning of the show. I don't even think we offering that cruise no more. And they say the Carnival cruise still available. I don't think it's available anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I think they discontinued that special.
Nah, they didn't.
I'm searching. I believe
the way at the bottom.
Yeah. No, but with the push for Obama trying to get in the office, I do know what they are pushing for.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
And if you vote no, then you're the only one that's going to be riding on the smoker's cruise.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new smoker's cruise. You board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend. Quincy.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, just to let y'all know, y'all won't come through here and be like, what's up? All right, let me get into some new music, man. This is Bosquatch featuring Syndrome. Then we're going to run a Goofy Bone track. You know what I'm saying? Because we got about 13 minutes to the last nutty news of the day. For this year, people. Yes, the last nutty news of the year. It's going down real big. And y'all make sure y'all tune in because it's going down. This is Business Hustle the Block. Oh, I guess that's the dude's name, Syndro Business. It's called Hustle the Block. Watch. Sounds like a straight low record. Moving by. Everybody over there in California, what's happening? Right now, regular game radio.
Yeah, I'm on my grind. I'm in the streets every day. I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle the block. I'm in the game knee deep, man. I just can't shine. Yeah, I'm on my grind. I'm in the streets every day. I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle the block. I'm in the game, need me, man. I just can't shine. I'm the 80s, baby. The streets raised me. The OGs laced me. My set had faith. Selling cream since my early teens. Was never silver spoon fed, if you know what I mean. While y'all was partying in the scene, no was out you getting green. Who gon' have the fattest bundle was the name of our fame. I mean, you live and die by the code of the street. Catch a fish before they sing or before they can preach. Indeed, that's the life of a G. That's that mentality that was brought up on me. Cause we just try to eat, trying to bubble up with something and stay on my 2 feet. Fully loaded, 40 cal on my waist and kiss they creep. Catching niggas slipping quick and breaking down to their knees. Watch me hustle a block. I'm in the game, knee deep, man. I just can't stop. Yeah, I'm on my grind. I'm in the streets every day. I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle a block. I'm in the game, knee deep, man. I just can't stop. Yeah, I'm on my grind. I'm in the streets every day. I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle the block, I'm in the game, need deep, man, I just can't shine.
It's been a long time coming, mindset up on some bigger things. Tryna have that Maserati flowing while I'm switching lanes, getting bright. Other city lights with a different dame every night. Getting it in, but while I'm getting right, AM, getting flights, touching down in Tokyo. Next day, we're about to Dallas and hit a rodeo. NY, Amy, ATL, the story go. All around the globe, flight landing in my home. And I'm back on the block. West living with my niggas, wanna kill him and chop. Getting faded, reminiscing the days I wasn't paid. Trying to have it made while bad bitches ain't getting laid. So I'm scheming on the dream, good credit, lot of cream. If they want it, go and get it. They could charge it on my debit, no BS, bruh. I put that on my mom. I'ma grind till I run out of time and I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets, hey, hey, I'm just trying to get mine. I'm in the game, knee deep, man, I just can't shine. Yeah, I'm on my grind, I'm in the streets every day, I'm just trying to get mine. Watch me hustle the block, I'm in the game, knee deep, man, I just can't shine.
Stepping this bitch like who's he? Ask me what I do for a living, bitch, I do's me. Truthfully speaking, I do things. Life's a bitch without a mood ring. So when that mood swings, I stay on top of my game. I 2-3 it in the booth. They ain't never see him do it like me. Kept the gutter as a youngster, broke the rules with the older dudes. So even though I'm young, bitch, I'm feeling so old school. And being broke's old news. So I'm on to that new shit, Bluebirds and Pro Tools. I'm so high that I'm feeling so cool. And y'all don't get service, no shirts and no shoes. Off top, my shit's cold, no cop drop. I whip dripping like I drove it out of car wash. Young Drozy, busy boy and boss boy. I stay grinding till my motherfucking heart stops.
Closer to you, but you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga that calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, maybe you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. Can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. Your rights don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's
where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side, too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't. And we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night. And when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
A lot of people in this world who smoke marijuana, from my cousins to my uncles to my father.
father and my mother. Yeah, my people used to smoke, but now they all quit. They stopped smoking weed way before they got legit. I used to slang that marijuana, make money off marijuana. I got caught by police, went to jail for marijuana. Every time I smoke it, I feel so free. I smoke so much weed that my lungs hate me. Don't ever leave me, Jane, I need you in my life. You everything I got, I'ma treat you like my wife. Ganja and blow that smoke in the sky.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the Bowlers, and this is for the Shot Callers. This is for the Thugs, and this is for the Thug X. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life as I puff up pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole damn tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a good in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas with your crack powder and pill selling trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen and with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. No. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Now my niggas just stop by, listen with a fresh roll blunt and blush your eyes, but that's no surprise. Cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by, slow but surely. Cause we love to get high, so pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off for me and pass the toast, I told you before, so pass it to me if it's show, come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. We got the hit, it's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and we're coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Bibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoles, or you can roll it in Phyllis. You can roll it in White Isles, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. But pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fly up, it's time to fly up.
Not too tired. Oh, it's all on.
There's nothing new. It's time for the official Nutty News. The last Nutty News of this year, people. 2010, and we are on the way out. But all the last, with all the news, Nutty News of the day. Brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Uh-oh. Damn, Timmy. Lay off of the juice there, Timmy.
Half a bean.
Yeah. Timmy's on that juicy juice. And coming up, you know what I'm saying, we got a couple of articles for the Nutty News in about 30 minutes. We should have the Down South players on the line. And that's Cooley on the Don featuring Third World JN on the track and A&E. And that's all backed up by Mr. DJ Dalwan of DSP, Down South Players. So it's going down real big, man, you know. You wrap it up. We're wrapping it up with artists. And that's what we do here, people. You know what I'm saying? We give you new information, languages. We give you everything. Everything. Everything.
Healthcare information.
Everything. And then we give you some nutty shit. You know what I'm saying? We take you places that you probably ain't never heard of, probably never been before, you know? Probably never heard a mention of. But we bring it to you right like we in their backyard. And we start this thing off at the top. Because we in Wales.
Okay.
Not inside of Wales, people. I mean Wales. Yeah. Which I don't even know why you would have this on a plane, but Turkey. A turkey has been seized from an airline passenger. Right.
A live turkey or a frozen one?
Yeah, I'm wondering. Yeah, it's frozen. Officials at an airport in the Welsh capital said a 10-pound frozen turkey was seized from the carry-on baggage of a passenger headed for Spain. Cardiff airport officials said a turkey was taken, and the man was told perishable foodstuffs are not allowed on international flights without official permission. Finding a turkey in hand luggage is one of the strangest things we've ever come across, an official said. That is kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like it's Christmas. Well, I don't know. I guess it is the holidays, but.
Yeah, they want the holiday cheap. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Normally, you know, people are trying to smuggle.
Who knows? Did they check for stuffy? Might have been in there.
You know what I'm saying? That's why they probably took it, though, just because, you know what I'm saying? They think something was in it, thought something was in it. Because I ain't never heard of that talking about you can't bring perishable. So that means you can't bring apples and oranges and bananas on the plane?
Yeah. No, you can't. It'd be containing bugs in it.
Oh, yeah. I ain't thinking about that. Yeah. Well, then why are humans getting to travel every day? Oh! Wow.
Watch out for the bed bug.
Over in Illinois, a passenger is forced to stand for an entire flight. Man.
Well, how long was the flight?
A new meaning to soul plane. You know what I'm saying? It's a super cheap seat. He must have been in the black seats. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When Brooks Anderson boarded a Spirit Airlines flight from Chicago to Fort Myers, Florida, to spend Christmas with his family, he said he didn't expect to be standing for the next 2.5 hours. I was in an aisle seat, and I clearly didn't fit into the seat at all, and I couldn't even stuff myself in there. Even though he was in the last row of the plane, Anderson said the flight attendants wouldn't let him stick his knees out into the aisle. Hell no, that's a hazard.
He was too tall.
Yeah, he probably too fat. He wasn't too
tall.
No,
he wanted to stick his knees out. Maybe, you know, his knees, his legs are too long.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, they don't leave you much room there. I'm only 5'2", and I barely got enough room to get in the seat.
Yeah.
So if he's tall, doesn't mean he's fat. It could be that he's too tall.
Yeah.
Wants to stretch his legs out in the aisle. you know?
Yeah, still, that's you know, can't do it, people. Can't do it. Because how can you stick your legs out now with your seatbelt on?
Yeah. I don't know. He can sit at an angle. Who knows?
Nah, them seats. I believe me. I've flown before.
If he flies first class, he'll be all right.
Yeah, first class, yeah. Then he wouldn't be complaining, period, because they give him more room than the average man is allowed. Over here in North Dakota, there's a 100-car pileup in blizzard, and I've been seeing this on the news, man. And
a 100-car pileup? 100 cars.
These places are getting 100 cars.
That's not a joke. 100 cars in a blizzard. I mean,
is not,
that don't sound safe.
A strong winter storm packing high winds and snow is being blamed for a massive crash on Interstate 94 between Mapleton and Raymond, North Dakota. Officials have closed I-94 and I-29 because of poor visibility and road conditions, and the pileup included up to 100 vehicles, including several semi-trucks. And, they showed that on the Weather Channel. They showed one of them states. You seeing the cameraman watching these big old semi-trucks just slide and keep sliding. I mean, they just slide.
that's scary.
The truckers couldn't keep control of the trucks. And a lot of people, you know, they were interviewing people in their cars and stuff, and, you know, Lord bless everybody, nobody was hurt. But people was like, you know, I was just crazy. I was sitting in my car, and next thing you know, I see a big old semi-truck come sliding towards me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what a lot of people's, little report was. I was like, wow.
Yeah, your
life. Over.
Where you're at, I'll tell you that
much. It's over in the United States of A-holes. Good old USA. TSA doesn't like shape of woman's buttocks and denied access.
Say it ain't
right.
So.
Tammy Bonavac says she is hand searched every time she goes through the airport security because she uses a wheelchair. Bonavac says the TSA found another reason to bar her from boarding. As she tried to board a flight, the TSA informed her that they had found an unusual contour around her buttocks, which they couldn't explain. Strip for the agents to prove that she's not hiding anything.
Hell no.
However, since TSA agents aren't allowed to fully undress a passenger, they had no choice but to deny her access to her flight.
Oh, my God. What next? Really, people?
I mean, come on, people. Really?
She's lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Now, people, you can't fly if your butt's too flat, so, I better watch out. No flat buttocks on this flight.
Are too much curvature.
Damn, that's crazy.
Contour.
Yeah. All right, moving on over here to New Jersey. Stripper is charged with setting underwear on fire.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Oh.
It brings the new meaning to a hot act.
We're talking about male strippers, right?
Right. No.
Oh. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. 23-year-old Kayla Anderson, known as Summer, to patrons of Deja Vu, I guess, because she really heats it up, faces arraignment on charges of arson and wanton endangerment. A bench warrant for her arrest was issued after she was indicted. Louisville Fire Department Major Henry Ott says Anderson raided other dancers' lockers, piling up bras, underwear, lingerie, and other clothing, and then torched it. Investigators say Anderson thought the others were stealing her customers.
yeah.
customers, people, you know?
Revenge does not pay off, people.
I mean,
don't try this at home.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Jesus. Right.
Come on now. That's an award of some kind. Get off it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on, Gail. Get this up there.
Yeah, Emily ain't just talking to you guys. And they wrap it up.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean,
she got fired all right. Fired up.
And we got one, two more, three more left, and we're out.
That's it? That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Not too much.
Year?
Nothing new. Start the year off with people. I don't know.
Nothing
I don't
in
know.
The UK or Florida? Or?
I don't know. People, we all around the world on this. We all around the world. Over here in Japan, Nintendo issues warning on 3D games. Yeah. Could lead to eye damage. You know that. Annyeonghaseyo. Annyeonghaseyo. Yeah, that's hey, hello, how are you in Korean? That's what the Korean lady told me, and that's what I'm sticking with. Annyeonghaseyo. There you go. Nintendo has issued a health warning over the 3D function on its upcoming gaming console, recommending children age 6 and under do not play with it to prevent damage to their eyes. At a promotional event near Tokyo, we will offer 2Ds alone to children age 6 and younger, as continuing to watch 3D images for a long time could negatively affect the development of their eyes. This is what Nintendo has said. That's probably why Chinese kids are so slanted. You know what I'm saying? Oh, playing the video
game. Oh, no, you didn't. I did not just said it. Come on, now.
Ah, man, that is a mystery,
give yourself
people.
An award for that one.
Oh, man, people. That is too funny. That is. There you go. That's the award you need, people. That's what you need.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. Shout out all my Asian persuasions. Get off the video games. Open your eyes up.
Wow. That was said out loud.
Oh, man. You got to love racism, people. Drink it in. Goes down smooth. In New York, weather leads to a $900 cab ride. Damn. A New York family said they had to take a $900 cab ride from an airport after discovering the bus they planned to take wasn't running due to the weather. They booked the JetBlue flight from Orlando to Buffalo, New York, about 400 miles from home. And what the airport taxi are charging to take people to New York is $1,100. He decided to waive $200, so he charged me $900. A family member said, dang. $900, people. Good Lord.
I wonder if he left a tip. His little finger, maybe, or two.
I mean, they waived the $200 fee. Dang.
Hey, yeah, that's the best you can do.
What? Tell me, what is? Anyways, over in France, anorexic model.
Yeah, her lying, cheating sack of monkey.
What food?
Sheep.
Why? I mean, he taking the risk of him getting stuck out there in the bad weather. I mean, shoot, if I was attached, I'm a DJ, and I ain't charging under $300 because you want me to DJ for you on New Year's Eve and open up the New Year's. You know, that's a special holiday. That's a special time. So, therefore, you're going to have to pay for it. This is a special circumstance. Ain't nobody else running but me. What you going to do?
I guess I'm going to pay you.
I bet you're going to pay it. You know what I'm saying? You think you're going to bite that one. You should have stayed in Orlando. You know, you should have stayed where the weather was good.
Right. Yeah, like Florida.
That's where they was at. They was in Orlando. Why would you leave paradise to go back into whatever?
Trap of death.
Well, there you go. And in France, Isabelle Caro, a French actress and model whose anorexic image appeared in a shock Italian ad campaign, which that she looks, I mean, please, I don't know what y'all call modeling, but if that's the case, then I got 100,000 models in Somalia, probably find some in Haiti too, you know what I'm saying, as well as the little soapbox kids from Africa, you know what I'm saying, yeah. I think I can bring them over here and get paid, you know? Because, dang.
Yeah.
She's died at the age of 28. Her longtime acting instructor, Danielle Duprel-Pravat, said that Caro died after returning to France from a job in Tokyo. Duprel-Pravat said she did not know the cause of death, but that Caro had been sick for a long time, referring to her anorexia. Yeah. Probably died from malnutrition. Duh. Because anorexia is a disease. That is not something cool to be on. That's not a fad that you want to partake in. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's
cool.
That's a mental and a health problem.
Happy
that's
motherfucking
both.
New Year's, people.
Hey, oh, wait, my bad. My bad. Hold on. I forgot. Hold on.
That's fine.
There we go,
people.
What you got? How you opening up New Year's in San Jose?
Be honest with you, where I live, it's like a fourplex. All the neighbors are going to be partying, and we just said we're just going to get loud and don't give a fuck.
Well, that's what time it is.
That's what time it is.
What's the deal with the double feedback? Who?
Is that me?
That gotta be you.
Shit. It's this new fucking, the fuck? Headset that I got, man.
Oh. Yeah, give it like a double feedback.
Hold on. Let me try something. How's that sound?
No, you sound straight. I'm saying it's only when I talk.
Oh, when you talk?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know.
But anyway, what's happening, man? What y'all got on the menu? What y'all got on the menu before I read these last two articles? Get ready for this interview. We got an interview coming up, you know what I'm saying, with Coolion the Dawn. He got a new song out.
Okay.
And they're going to come through and we're going to talk about it.
Well, I'm getting some appetizer hors d'oeuvres right now with my dad. He said he gonna hook us up with some shrimp and some little party platters and all that other stuff. So we gonna have a party, people.
Mm. Yeah, everybody asks me if I'm gonna open it up on 34. If you don't on the block, I'm contemplating. I don't know.
Well, brother, if I'm a problem, just mute me. I'm here listening.
No, it's all good. I got two more. And put another news wrapped up. That's Mr. Goofy Bone, people representing San Jose, California. Shouts out to Sun Love and Space Poet, you know what I'm saying, for hanging out. Over here in Colorado, a lost ring returns to owner after 29 years. Dang. Yeah. 29 years ago, Kamala Madden's high school class ring disappeared while she was sunbathing in the backyard of her mother's home. Now, all grown up, she thought it was long gone. Until now. This week, she received a Facebook message from a total stranger claiming to have her ring. He was probably digging in your backyard illegally and found it. But yeah, congratulations to that. And last but not least, down here in Michigan, at least up the road, man faces 5 years in prison for reading wife's emails, which is, yeah, that's violation of privacy, no matter if you're married or not. Michigan man faces felony charges for reading his wife's emails. Leon Walker said the emails revealed his wife, Clara Walker, was having an affair with her second husband, a man who had been arrested in the past for allegedly beating her. Fearing for their daughter's safety, Walker said he turned the emails over to his wife's first husband, who also shared a child with Clara. They then both took action to protect their children, and the charge is a felony.
Wow, a felony? That is serious, dude.
Smelly.
Yeah, there you go. Hold up.
Smelly. So you're saying that she's having an affair with the second baby
with
daddy?
Second.
Okay, the first baby daddy, and there's another baby daddy, right?
Hold on. Yeah, that is kind of weird. Okay.
Haven't you?
Leon Walker said was having an affair with her second husband. Okay, man, who has been allegedly beating her, fear for their daughter's safety.
This is the third husband.
It's got to be the third husband.
Yeah, the third husband going to the first husband to try to protect their children, and then that guy gets busted. Can you believe that, people?
Wow.
Obviously, if a woman has more than two husbands in the past, something's telling you something right there.
You know?
Timmy!
Yeah. But hey, you know.
India, you know.
Dude got 27 wives. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, that's in India.
Yeah.
Shit, I got 90 wives in India.
I just can't bring them to the States.
Yeah, exactly. I got to bring them over, but I mean, I got them.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I've been liking the new music by Boss Squad.
Oh, yeah? What, man.
I played all of them.
Oh, you played all of them?
Yeah, I played Black and Purple. I played Hustle the Block today. She drives me crazy. I'm good up, doing the do. I played all of them.
You know what? My Boss Squad, he's really doing it out here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Goofy Bones fell out of the limelight ever since I got hit by the IRS. But, you know, the homeboy, Boss Squash, he's really making a big impact out here, and I'm proud of him. Because that's my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? I know, because he's Filipino, Mexican over here. Everybody's segregated. They hang out with their own little people. But, you know, when you're from the streets, you're from the streets, and you know, you feel people. So it's like, years ago, I felt this cat. So it's like, hey, you know, what's up? Let's start making music. So we started making music, and it's just like boom. And he went his way, and you know, it's just like, man, this cat's really doing things. So shout out to the homeboy Boss Squash, man.
Real. Well, check this out. We're gonna get into a quick little cut right here. We're waiting like 2 minutes at 1:30 for our interview.
All right.
Let's get into this east-west. This is my straight local rock and roll. Go bad, fuck.
Now all y'all punks that be trying to give me the diss, it ain't even going down like that. Because we all over. We west coast, east coast, all that.
Fresh off a plane, straight from the west coast. New Jack City, a.k.a. the east coast. Giving much love to the homies out here. They're tripping on my dickies with my slick back hair. But that's me. A 24-hour G, living the life so drastically. I hit Canal Street to get my goods, then hit Chinatown to get naked in the woods. I'm on East Broadway, lost like a tour sucker, trying to get downtown, flow like
rims, propane grills, we on some straight hook crackers, presidential is continental red eye flight from the east to the west trip. It was like a couple years ago, a friend of mine told me stay on your hustle, stay on your grind. And I know it might sound cliche, but this is Kanye Zay, but it matters, young G Zay. All I know that we say, but now back to the first, you call me 16, like Joe Montana on a throwback 49-10. Go red voices, never looking old like Steve Young. Where I'm from, they down a bus, go toe to toe just for fun, playing dice for lunch, blackjack, poker face, second fun. Wildin' on the Caribbean island with my dun-duns. Ain't nothing, we stay politicking. I remember I stayed up hustling for 3 days straight so I could count the Michael Jordans. Now I'm home, let's go. You know we ride east to the west side. Big paper on ours. You know we stars. Now what's up? We gon' show you what we working with. Get down, phantoms, don't make riddles. We on some straight little records. Presidential is continental red eye flight. From the east to the west trip.
What the f- is that, man? What kind of-
Hey, man, it was. It's two verses. It's an unfinished song. Bruce never did his part because his claim was, I never been in New York, so I don't know what to say. Because it's a song about going from the West Coast to the East Coast and then back to the West Coast again.
That was just a little snippet.
That's featuring Irv from the Sab Crew. Shouts out to TSK. But, yeah, that was back in 2008, when I went to New York for my first little tour. Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
Shout out to New York.
All right, people. We're bringing new callers up in here. New caller. 630, you up in the building. Heavenly Angel, you up in the building. Hello. Okay, I guess I got you. Yeah, that's what I was asking. Nobody that want to answer.
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
What's going on,
Jimmy?
There you go. You're live. What's up?
How are you going to start your New Year's off? Like, are you giving up anything?
Giving up what? I'm giving up
haters.
I'm giving up crabs. All these scallywag punk people that hang around me. That's what I'm giving up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going into the new year with no haters. You know what I'm saying? No hater raid on me. No nothing. It's all about me for the new year. Progression. You know, I ain't studying nobody else until 2011. Get in where you fit. All right, we'll try this one more time now. I'm trying to beam 630 in now. I'm going to do this one more time. At the sound of the beam, you was live. Up in the building. All right, here we go. Here we go. 630-813, y'all was live in the building. Happy New Year. All right, Goose, I'm going to have to put you on mute real quick, all right?
Yeah, go ahead. Handle your business, brother. I just want to Happy New Year to everybody.
There you go. Out of San Jose, California. Happy New Year, everybody. All right, check this out. 630, I know that's DJ Dial 1 with the 813. Z Down South Places up in him. You know what I'm saying? Holding around real big. And 630, who we got on the line? What it do?
Man, it's your boy AE, man, represent 3231 in the dance out playing.
All right. What's up? That's okay, A&E. That's I thought he actually wrote this wrong because he it say Coolio on the Don featuring Third World, JN on the track and A&E.
Oh no, it's strictly AE.
Oh, okay, just AE. Oh, okay. All right, let me read. Okay, we got the other 813 up in here. 813, you up in here also. Welcome to the show, though. Who we got up in here?
What's happening, man? It's Coolio on the Don.
Okay, welcome back, my brother. What's happening, hater? Sucker Duckers. You know what I'm saying? Sucker Ducker himself is up in the building, people. And Happy New Year to y'all, brothers, man. Now, y'all, this is kind of a last-minute feature right here. Normally, You know what I'm saying? I give y'all 2 hours to kind of do your thing. But that one kind of called me a little late, so I had to kind of squeeze y'all in because, you know, this is the end of the year. You know, jump off where everybody's getting ready to get into the new year. And, you know, so I'm really trying to get all the old music out of the way, you know what I'm saying? But since I got y'all new music, I figured, you know, we might as well start it off with a bang, you know, bringing some new music to the scene so people will know what y'all can expect coming up next year for the, you know what I'm saying, for the new season on Record of Game Radio. So big up to Cool Down the Don. Now, what's up? Who is JN? That's
hey,
anybody.
Go ahead, hey.
Yeah, who is JN? It's a JN on the track. Who was that?
Oh, no. They misspelled that. That's JB on the track. One of the person that was number two on that joint.
Oh, okay. JB. Oh, all right. My bad. Well, shouts out to JB, AE, and my homeboy. Now, that's Third World, all red backpack. Third World?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Shouts out to my backpack. You know what I'm saying? All right. Shouts out to Margaret. Homeboys out there. Yeah, where Third World at?
You should be calling in too, bro.
Nigga in that Third World. You know what I'm saying? A nigga in that Third World. It's all good. So tell me something about the song, man. Everybody just cue in about the song, you know? Tell me what was.
Man, the song is really about, you know, we got this DSP cologne coming out, and it's really based around the new cologne we got coming out. Man's cologne.
And the official name for the cologne is DSP?
DSP cologne.
DSP cologne. Now, is this strictly just for the men, or y'all trying to do the perfume, too, for the ladies?
The ladies, probably, yeah.
So but to get it started out, y'all got the y'all getting the cologne. So okay, so
player.
you got your sucker duckers, you know what I'm saying, to get the haters off. Then you got your DSP to bring the ladies on. I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? I think y'all doing it big. That's what time it is. Ms. Evelyn, you got some questions out of Washington?
Been doing it.
Say who?
How long have you been doing
this?
Commercial.
Hey, can y'all hear her? She was asking how long have y'all been doing, you know, been in the business so far?
How long we been in the business?
Yeah, I guess doing your rap thing. And.
I'll be for myself, you know what I'm saying? Not that long. Not
okay, who's speaking? And who is this speaking?
AE.
Okay, this is AE. All right. So when you started rapping?
I started rapping around age 11. I had my own studio. I started writing my own raps at age 11. But I was, like, getting wrote lyrics when I was 9. But at 11, I started writing my own raps. Been in the game for a minute, trying to be successful at everything I do. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't been that long, you know what I'm saying? That's only 9 years, so.
And, Cooley, I know you've been there since the last interview. Hold on, let me bring in 843. It's live on the Starship Smelly Prize, Regular Game Radio. What's happening? Happy New Year. Hello?
Happy New Year.
Okay. 843? Yeah, it's hung up again. All righty then. Well, I guess they're having problems. You know what I'm saying? They want to just say Happy New Year to us, and then, yeah, they'll be back. But, okay, anyways, Dawan, man, let me ask you something real quick. How you hooked up with these cats to get this song and the cologne and stuff off the ground?
But really, everything go to Cool, man, to Don, man. I was about to shop one day, and he wanted to do a song called DSP. And he wanted to do a cologne for the players. And I said, okay, let's make it happen. So Cookie on the Dawn is the man behind the cologne, DSP and the cologne.
Okay, and you say it's shop. Where you located at, Cool?
Face down.
Oh, you out there with Ski. Shots out of those Ski no more, man.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, I've been doing my things for a while. You know, really, back when I used to be with this rap group called the Party Boys. I'm pretty sure you know,
heard of them.
You know, and I was dancing, but now you know, singing is my second nature. So, you know, I be doing hooks and stuff like that. You know, trying to get my singing off to a good jump start. You know, trying to make things happen for Tampa, man.
Yeah, cause I mean, honestly, we ain't got no male R&B artist. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Javon Black. We got
Marcus Vance, man. He's the best out of the best.
Let me put it this way: that has recognition in Tampa for being an R&B artist.
Right.
Put it that way. You feel me? Cause I mean, right now, nobody ain't getting no love. You know what I'm saying? As far as being putting on mixtapes. Any kind of radio airplay, you know what I'm saying? Anything as far as promoting on the R&B tip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, rappers, yeah, you can say some bubblegum rhyme and, you know, 94.1 or put it on the radio. But you start saying some real little love lyrics, you know what I'm saying, or something positive, and they ain't trying to play it. You know,
we definitely going to change that.
Yeah, definitely on that.
Just a new
year to start,
too.
Yeah, now see, I'm from the era of Fetish. You remember Fetish? The little R&B group Fetish from back in the day? Now, I used to promote for them boys. But when, you know, that group is an R&B artist group. You know what I'm saying? They got they had the swag. Let me put the H-A-D in there. They had the swag. You know, they had the sound, you know, and they had the look. But one thing that came to the group was they just didn't have togetherness. You know what I'm saying? They just couldn't function together as a group. And that was the demise of their little thing, you know. And I see them nowadays in the streets trying to do the individual projects. But people, if you start out with a group, you know, it seems kind of difficult to get on your own. You know, that's what I've experienced. Most people try to get on their own, they crash and burn.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, shouts out to the cologne. When is the cologne supposed to be due out?
Probably next month. Probably let me get everything down in order right now. So next month, I'm gonna get you a bottle too. So you be straight.
Yeah, I don't know. What you looking for? I mean, who's gonna be your manufacturer? Who's gonna be, you know, distributing and stuff for you?
Probably going to do it in-house right now so we get a big buzz for it, then we go out to a big distributor. But mostly in-house right now.
Oh, okay. Y'all doing a club 112 style. Making your own cologne in the back of the club. All right. You know.
Yeah.
You know, 112, they're good for making their own alcohol in the back of the club. You know what I'm saying? That Fisher-Price chemical set they got. It's all good. So what we're going to do real quick, since we got a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna run a double back-to-back. Because I'm telling you, Cooley, I like the Sucker Duckers. You know what I'm saying? It's just got a smooth vibe to me, you know? And,
thank you, man. It's
yeah, I really do like the song. Still been trying to get Debbie the Glass Lady up in here, man. You know, want to get her on the line, man, and, you know, just give her a little quick shout-outs and stuff for the, you know, for the song and everything.
Real quick. Tribute to her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, I really wanna get her on the line and you know, give her some promo for her business and stuff. Wait a minute, let me see. Google Bowl, you got any did you wanna say anything? Okay. And he's going back on.
Hello?
All right. You up in the building, shouts out to MB Promotions up in here. You know what I'm saying?
What it is.
Well, Mr. Third World at? Where my backpack at? All red backpack.
Yeah, bite pipe, you know what I'm saying? Using the bite pipe and carrying it too long, you know what I'm saying? So he resting right now for the new year. But we do have something going on at Whiskey North tonight, you know what I'm saying? Anybody want to come out and hang out, call me and put your name on the VIP list and get in free. And also, do you smell good, man? I see you still doing your thing. You're grinding. That's what it is. This year was a lot. A learning experience for me. I got my head bumped, but you know what? I'm still standing.
It's another year. We about to really, you know what I'm saying, make some power moves for this new year. And if you ain't, you know what I'm saying, with the team or with the squad, man, or with people that, you know what I'm saying, been helping you out along the way, you know what I'm saying, keep it moving, man. We ain't trying to put you in our circle like that if you ain't trying to make no move. So everybody been making moves, whether we was there together or apart, you know what I'm saying, we still here, man. So I ain't going to forget the people that, you know what I'm saying, looked out for me. I know the people that out there making moves. So don't think MB that sleep. I see people making moves. And we don't make moves together,
like
man.
Some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, my bad. I was going to have to play the violins for you. You know what I'm saying? You start to get a little sentimental, and you know.
We ain't trying to cry
until the new year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How you doing,
man?
How you doing, fuck with you, man? Hey, but that's real, man. You know? It's time. Roll in and roll in right, you know? 843, this is your fourth time. Let me bring you on the show. What's happening? Okay, I guess this is your fourth time of ignoring us, too. All right, that's what that is.
Hey, Mr. Mel, I want to shout out Don Juan, too, for that DSP. We got that DSP cologne you're ready to come out, that Down South player. So shout out to Don Juan on that.
Oh, yeah, he's going down real big. DJ Don Juan, he up in the building. We got everybody up in here, Cooley on the Don. We got A&E, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to JB, you know. And the third
Tony
world.
Tony Rudd, he made it happen, though.
Tony Rudd?
Shout out to Tony Rudd.
So this is a worldwide thing right here. This is Chicago Connect, too.
We collab on this thing.
That's what's up there. Well, let's get into this new DSP cologne, y'all. This is Cooley on the Don featuring Third World.
Hold on, they're on the line.
Oh, okay. All red backpack. What
happened?
Up in the building. Yeah. What do we don't do? Home skillet.
Cool. Happy New Year, man.
Hey, happy new year to you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's that time of the year where we get down to the end of it and we get all our glasses, put our glasses up in the air and let the bottles pop.
That do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my damn bottle didn't pop. Man.
Hey, man, you got a new song, too, right? A DSP song, too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going now. We're finna get into it right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on to it. We're finna run a double dose of the Coolie on the Don. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna run it back with that hit, Sucker Ducker. So y'all stick on the line right here live.
Sucker
Ducker. Second Game Radio.
Shout out to Don Juan.
Yeah.
What's up, baby? Love, Jack.
What's good?
Yeah. What's up, baby? Third World?
I'm Coolie.
Chuck.
Where JB at, man?
What that means, but
I'm on the phone. What's up,
but JB?
What it is?
JB, right there. Smells so good.
Okay, you is on the line. Okay, well, shout out to you then, homie. You know what I'm saying?
JB, man, I like when you is on that too, bro.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, say hello to my co-host, Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? She's the only woman on the line right now.
Hello to you, man.
Yeah, she represents Seattle, Washington.
So
your song's going to get heard in Washington. And shouts out to Sun Love. I don't know where they from, but we got somebody else who's actually online. You can listen to the show a lot of different ways. But you can actually log on and be in my chat room and hear the show live and also talk to people from around the world via the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
All around the world.
So you can drop your links, YouTube.
In the world,
all that. And share information. So without that being said, people, let's get into it. This is the new hit single right here live, exclusively played on Reckoning Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Pride.
Yeah.
And this is DSP Cologne. I probably don't put a name to it, but yeah.
Chi-Town player. Three times to me, East Coast player. Four times for my down south player. One time for my West Coast player. Two times for my Chi-Town player. Three times to my East Coast player. Four times for my down south player.
About to make a mess on my fans. Where you at? Need some help with this sweat. jail. They don't know the real deal. That you mad cause I can't get up under my veil.
You fake, fool, you fool.
Can't waste none of my time with none of your kind.
So I'm gonna bind you with these stones that I have off my eyes.
They gon' know me by tonight, by the way I shine.
Watch me climb to the max and the reach climax.
All these girls up here, y'all move to the back.
Be watching my hair, be watching my gear.
Got my sucker duckers on,
be stretching right here.
Sucker duckers, I got my sucker duckers on.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
I'm in my sucker ducking zone.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
these suckers won't leave me alone.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
I got my sucker duckers on.
I'm swagging, nigga, just can't a chance. Nigga rapping in my ear like I'm finna give him a deal. I'm just bobbing my head, I don't really hear him for real. Cause I'm focused on the mama, the way she moving them heels got me locked in. Wanna holler at her, but these suckers got me boxed in. I can't even move, I really ain't in the mood for that frontin' and that flogging they be doing. That's why a nigga be ducking them and dodging them. They groupies, get them out my face. I ain't with that stuff that they be on. Put on my sucker duckers, yeah, they flooded with them stones. Got me shining. Suckers trying to get up in my zone, but they blinded by all of this light that I got on. See these diamonds?
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers, I got my sucker duckers on.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
I'm in my sucker ducking zone.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
these suckers won't leave me alone.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
I got my sucker duckers on.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
I got my sucker duckers on.
Sucker duckers,
I'm in my sucker ducking zone.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers,
these suckers right there, won't leave me alone.
Friday,
sucker duckers,
I got my sucker duckers on.
Inside the motherfucking DJ Dalwan, man. Down
I got
good.
My sucker duckers on.
WDGE Radio, a.k.a.
I'm in my sucker ducking zone.
So good. And we up in the building. All right, it's time for that moment of truth, people. You know what I'm saying? It's time to do what it do. You know, it's time to hear what smell got them up to say. You know? All right, bringing everybody back up in here. We're bringing everybody back up in here. And, okay. My opinion, and this is why I played them two songs back to back. That song is jamming, but it is completely off point. It's not saying cologne in it one time. Nobody said DSP cologne in it one time. So how is this song promoting a cologne that you're not openly saying
not,
anything about in the song?
It's not promoting the cologne, but it is the base song for the cologne.
Okay. Cause see that sucker duckers, that's, you feel me? That's a promo for that sucker ducker song.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. That's how I'm listening to the song, because the way y'all described it, I'm thinking it's a promo song for the cologne.
Yeah, that is just, like, if we were to put the cologne on a commercial, that song right there is going to be going behind the cologne.
Oh, okay, to pump people up for, okay, this is
right.
The kind of cologne that, okay. All right,
but
now
it's,
I'm in.
It's mainly surrounding, you know, down south players. That's what the song is all about, down south players, you know what I'm
right.
saying? But that song is a base song for the cologne.
Okay, I like that then. Okay, now I'm feeling the concept. I had to get the whole concept of that.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to give you an opinion if you like it or not. You could be a fan, bloody.
Nah, man, I ain't listening. I'm not running the radio station just to be playing no music, okay? And I don't send out email blasts of your music to different DJs and other people in the music industry just for them to say, you know, oh, I like that song, and they lying. You know, that does nothing for you as an artist. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to sit up here and blow smoke up your ass, then why sit up here and deal with it? I wouldn't want a person like that. I mean,
everybody,
if I tell you that the song was
criticism.
Yeah, you need constructive criticism. Now to come out and say, oh man, y'all shit suck, man, and that's it, then I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to provide you with a reason of why I feel the song needs to, you know, step its game up. You know, and that's for anybody, though, because you in return are asking me to put this on my mixtapes. You asked me to go in front of an actual crowd and play this song in front of an actual crowd that's got glasses in their hands and beer bottles that can throw stuff at me if your song ain't right. So
yeah,
I don't get down like that. I protect myself as well as protecting the artist. You know what I'm saying? So, and if you rap about one thing, if the title was one thing and then you rapping about another, you know what I'm saying? Then that's misleading. Then and that'll mislead the crowd. So, you know, I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that I have that understanding so I can, you know, relate that to other people and they'll have that same understanding and they won't be coming and looking at the song expecting to hear cologne all the way to the song and it ain't nothing got to do with the cologne, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying, but the promotion of the song. So, yeah. Well, you know, I expect grown folks to be on this. This is the Grown Folk Radio Network, and I don't deal with kids. So if you can't take it, you know, all I tell you.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Yes, and I think we need the mic.
Get to your blood raw. But, hey, I'm digging the song. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the song. Well, as far as what's y'all... You know, promotional avenue for the song. How y'all gonna get the song out? Yeah, well, I mean, I'm one of a million means. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what marketing are y'all trying to? You know, how y'all trying to present this? It's a cologne. So, I mean, you got a commercial that you finna do? You finna do online promotions? How you gonna promote the product?
Any way possible.
You know, I mean, y'all got flyers out. You know what I'm saying? You got flyers out. You're going to have a special mixtape.
We're
going to
do flyers, but probably next month,
though. Okay, and I know that's on you. Now, you're going to do a special mixtape just for the cologne, you know what I'm saying?
I got to sit down with Mark one day. When Mark going to come up with a plan for it, and Coolion, and all that other boys, see what they input on the song, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's what's up. Why y'all ain't get Legend back in on this one?
I got another song for her.
Oh, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On the song, man. I go back to the crib, man. You know, Shot Town.
This is the end of the year wrap up right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, celebrating over 400 shows, over 20,000 listeners, and season 3, man. We getting into something, you know, bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? I got $30 online promotion campaign. Did you get the flyer, matter of fact?
I got it.
You seen the flyer?
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, so,
I'm going to get with it, though.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? I got the flyer officially out. I'm going to end up printing that out. Now that I got your logo, you know, I add the logos and stuff on there. For the official flyer, and I'll send that back.
Online promo, how much is that? I mean, what does that come with?
You have to get the flyer. The flyer tells everything. It's over. I got everything covered. You know, I got everything covered. I mean, everything from the mixtapes to getting your song on a mixtape, all the radio station, email blast, to SoundClick, posting so you can get your song rated. You get a copy of the show like we just did the interview today, so you would actually get a copy of this this show remastered for your EPK kit if you got one. If you don't have an electronic press kit, you need to get one, or a press kit. You need to have that, and that's what the purpose of these shows are recorded for, you know what I'm saying? So you can add this to your profile so people can actually say, well, yeah, I have been on a you know, credible radio station, and there you go. And then for that whole month, you know what I'm saying, I keep the song in rotation. But, you know, with me, I don't just, you know, when I play the song, 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to ask for it. So it's either going to get sent to Heavenly Angel directly, because she likes it, or my homeboy in California who got his own radio station, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Goofy Bone, and I send that over. So it'll be playing in San Jose, California. Or I send it down to Texas. You know what I'm saying? To my homie down there in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, who got his own radio show. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to play it down there. So, I mean, I can't really tell you all the places that it's going to go, but it's going to go to people that's actually going to listen and actually play the music. I don't do that 300,000 email blast because I don't know 300,000 people. I know 300 people.
So you're just keeping it real with people that's going to really
yeah, I know 300 dedicated people that I know is going to play your music or put you on a mixtape or give you some kind of exposure, you know what I'm saying, in, for that song. And that's what we're supposed to be about. If you ain't about that, I don't know what you're doing, you know. I don't know what you was doing, you know. So I got to get up out of here, people, because, you know, this is New Year's Eve. I might catch y'all in the club. I might not. I might be out there on 34th and Chelsea Street. So if y'all want to holler, I'll be in the hood. Come through and check me out. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'll be at least up until the night. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to get up out of here with Legend. And, yeah, and this is Ride. I'd like to thank Kula on the Don, Third World, JB, A&E, DJ Dalwan. You know, everybody calling in, MB, Heavenly Angel, Sun Love, Space Poet. You know, everybody that we had, who the hell was that? Granny Tranny? Yeah, all right. Shouts out to you, whoever the hell you is. And, yeah, everybody for coming through, man. Like, appreciate it. Thank you for the support. And, shit, I'll see y'all next year. Peace out.
Hey, music. Best beats. Legend.
Let me see you move at the fool now ride. Dip it low.